this is Frank Guglielmi from Bounty Hunters, the upcoming new podcast from Sizcast, written by Thomas Young. I'm here with my favorite goblin.
Aw, how touching.
And we're going to discuss goblins and Halloween. We figured it's the perfect time of year for that. So let me get back to my goblin, and we'll get some questions going. Now, Mr. Goblin, I'm lying in my bed real nice, all cuddled up, covers all over me. How does this goblin come and haunt my house?
Well, usually it depends on whether or not there's space under your house. If we can get into a crawl space, we'll make little scratching sounds under your floorboards. Otherwise, we'll just stick to the windows, maybe scream into the chimney. Lots of fun little things.
Will you be throwing things at me?
Well, that depends. Are you going to step outside?
I don't know. I'd be afraid. I'll be stuck under my covers with the covers pulled over my head. But then again, you don't get to see a good-looking goblin that often, so I may take the covers off my head. You never know.
Well, not to worry. Most of the things we throw can wash out. Eventually.
I understand that you are friendly with the goblins from Harry Potter.
Sorry.
Tell me.
Oh, that's a complete misunderstanding. Mr. Warwick Davis has no idea who I am. I might send a few fan letters, but I haven't gotten replies since.
That's them. See, once you become a star, you get a big head, you see. And that's what happens.
Usually that's a sign something needs to be drained.
Anyway, back to Halloween. What are your big plans for Halloween night? Who are you going to scare? Who are you going to haunt?
Oh, well, we love Halloween. October 31st is what we like to call the raid. We go from house to house throughout neighborhoods, cities, trailer parks. Well, not really trailer parks, they have guns. But we go from door to door, and we demand our tribute of confectionery goodies. And they always oblige.
Yeah, I can't imagine them not obliging a goblin.
Well, they do refuse on November 1st. We tried to do it two nights in a row, and we got hit with hoses. But I got revenge. I defecated on their lawn, and I stole their mail. No credit card offers for you, Brian Whitaker.
Well, you scare people, and I bet you do a good job. What scares you? What scares a goblin?
I'm only sharing this with you in confidence. We can't let this out to the public.
No one here but you and I.
Very well. The thing that scares goblins is... cats.
Cats?
Yes.
Why do cats scare goblins?
Why wouldn't they? That cold, murderous look in their eyes. The way they roll over playfully, asking you to rub their bellies. And the next thing you know, you're picking their claws and teeth out of your poor hands. And worse yet, it always itches like a bastard.
Sounds like most of the cats that I know. Well, let me introduce Connor Stanton, who is the goblin we've been interviewing for all this time. Connor plays a goblin in Bounty Hunters. He's going to tell us a little bit about his part in Bounty Hunters.
Well, yeah, definitely. Believe it or not, I think the goblins were the easiest voice to do as far as the other roles I've gotten. I mean, with the demon character, Wally Jensen, there was maybe about 10 or 15 minutes of me just practicing different voices before finally deciding, ah, screw it, I'll just Willem Dafoe this. And as for the ogre, Drukhag, that one I'd say was the hardest, but the most fun one I've had was the goblin, because that is a voice that, much to my coworkers' despair, I do a lot.
You've obviously done other audio dramas like this.
No, this is actually the first one.
Is it really?
Yeah, this is the first actual gig I've gotten. I mean, I haven't been in the game very long, but the first attempt was Someone on Twitter was doing a World of Warcraft thing and needed Elder Dragons. That didn't happen. I applied, gave an audio clip, gave a version with a slight reverberation effect, because, I mean, hey, dragons. But that didn't take off. And the other one was supposed to be a YouTube thing about, I think, Among Us or whatever. Sent the audio, no response. You know, they said they were working on it, but then they probably just... But this one, honestly, really, I never expected things to go as well as they have for this.
Great. Tom's easy to work with.
He's
a workaholic, but he's easy to work with. And the story turned out to be not, it turns out to be a good story. It went through a few changes, but the final result is it's a good story. And I think once we get it out there, people are going to enjoy it.
Oh, for sure. I mean, I've got a lot of friends who I've told about this, and they were both excited that I was getting into this, but they also wanted to, you know, oh my God, they're doing audio dramas on Spotify, just like the old-timey radio dramas, you know, of yesteryear.
Uh-huh. I've done a few redos of them. We just
oh,
did,
really?
Yeah, we just did the Federated Tech, which was Dashiell Hammett, which is excellent. Actually, season two will be coming out soon. Excellent stuff. As much as the writers of today are good, those old-time people who wrote for radio, they were amazing.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they were just, because they thought radio. And that's, mm-hmm. you know, and the stuff they wrote was amazing. So hang in there. There's lots of place open. Just audition for everything.
Oh, yeah. Definitely try to hit as many as you can. Be ready for disappointment. And hey, if they ain't paying, go for it anyway, because portfolios need filling regardless.
There you go. Well, we wasted some people's time.
Yeah.
We got people to know you. People, I think most people know me, but I've done a lot of these things, so people know who I am. I'm the narrator on Bounty Hunter, the narrator on Marty and Mars, which I also think is a good show.
Yeah, I'll need to get into that.
Let's see. We'll talk to Tom. Folks, have a happy Halloween from us at Bounty Hunters, and we will see you. We will see you on Spotify.
You take and care. Don't put any apples in your baskets. We don't want apples. We want Snickers. King size. Or yeah, we'll shit on your lawn.
Yeah, not those little. Take care, folks. Happy Halloween.